Hey everyone, this is Deborah Burton, your host for Solutions from Scripture, from the desk of a Christian consultant. Know better so you can do better. We've all done this. You know those times when we wished we wouldn't have spoken so quickly and then later realized we can't take our words back? We regret we spoke with so much haste before considering what we should not have said and possibly should have said or nothing at all. Let's get started with the tongue series. Lesson 3, the hasty or quick tongue. Here's a question for you. Can you remember those times when you spoke too quickly and then regretted what came out of your mouth? I can surely remember some of those times, plenty of them. Most likely, others can also remember when I spoke in a hasty way. Of course, I wish I wouldn't have, but I did. It's words I wish I could take back, but I can't. We don't want to live in the past, but we do want to learn from it. The goal is to be a better communicator for better relationships. What does Scripture say about this? Proverbs 29, verse 20. Do you see a man hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. The book of Proverbs generally describes a fool as one who ignores godly truth and common sense. So if we don't apply godly wisdom by not being hasty in our words, then we are considered a foolish communicator. Let's look at some of the meanings of these words. To be hasty in our words. Hasty means to be impulsive and reckless by speaking too quickly. There is more hope for a fool. Hope means outcome. So the outcome can be negative because a foolish person communicates in a hasty way without thinking about the end result. Is that what we want to do? It's foolish because they are in a rush to speak whatever is on their mind in an unrestrained, spontaneous way. Do we let words just pour off our tongue as quickly as possible? The reason there is more hope for a fool is because once those unnecessary and perhaps even destructive words escape from our mouth, we can't catch them back and put them back into our mouth. It's too late. What has been said in haste has been said. What's helpful is for us to stop and then apologize. We can even have what's called a do-over. This is when we just stop what we are saying and ask, can I start over again and try to do better? And this is a good thing to do instead of continuing on in haste. Let's look at this scripture. James 1, verse 19, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. The key word here is slow. Slow to speak is the opposite of hasty to speak. It's not easy to do when we don't like what someone is saying, when we don't understand what they are saying, or we disagree with them. But wisdom is slowing down the process of me speaking my mind as quickly as I can. When we take even a few seconds to stop and take a breath and think about whether we should or should not be saying something, then this is deliberately not speaking in haste. There's more probability for a good outcome. Words spoken in haste is easy, but it's not easy to undo them. Notice in the above verse, it says, let every person be slow to speak. No matter what the title of a person is, such as spouse, friend, parent, boss, and no matter their job description, such as teacher, leader, counselor, or educational background such as master's or doctorate degree, or age such as parent to child, parent of married children, or older married child to parent, whoever. It means all of us let every person be slow to speak. In other words, James is saying all of us need to be intentional about slowing down instead of being in a rush to speak. The heart doesn't easily forget hasty words that can be harsh. We can speak hard things, but not in a hasty, harsh way. We don't want to harm our relationships. Instead, we need to carefully watch over them by carefully watching over our words. Since a relationship takes a lot of care, we need to care about what comes out of our mouth. It's important we ask for forgiveness when we've spoken in a hurtful way because of hasty speaking. We don't want layers and layers of offense to build and build. We need to make it right when our words were not right. We can't do this every single time to every single person in every single situation. But when we can, it's a good thing to do. The Bible cautions us in Proverbs 18, verse 13, "He who gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame to him." Sometimes we don't know the full story or both sides of a situation, or we aren't aware of the facts. Perhaps we have assessed something too soon from our viewpoint only, and then we are quick to give our opinion, which can later be embarrassing. Do we think we know everything about a topic, and therefore we are quick to let everyone know? Do we consider the age of someone? Perhaps we are too quick to discipline or correct or impart information to a young child or teen that needs to be listened to first without our quick interjections. And of course, at other times, we do need to be quick to deal with something or someone. Are we quick to listen instead of quick to speak when an older, wiser, more experienced person is willing to share with us? Or are we speedy to give our perspective because we really aren't interested in what they have to say? And how about what God thinks about a matter? Do we give ourselves a few seconds to consider this before speaking? The balance of this is, there is a time to be quick to speak. For example, if someone is in danger and we need to immediately warn them, or there's a topic that shouldn't be discussed and it needs to be stopped now. There are times when it's wise to be hasty or quick to address a situation. We just need to be discerning in when those times are versus the times to not be hasty or too quick to speak. Let's get into PAT, practical application time. 3 tools on how to be quick to hear and slow to speak. First tool, don't be impulsive. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 2, "Do not be rash with your mouth, nor let your heart be hasty to utter a word before God. For God is in heaven and you are on earth." This verse in context is talking about not being hasty when talking to God about making a vow, but the concept can still apply when we are talking to others. Think before we speak, which means we stop and slow down so we can consider what we should or shouldn't say. This helps us to not do what is called in the communication world, word vomit. Gross, I know, but that's what happens when we just vomit whatever is in our mouth without any filter. There's no control with this. And then all kinds of stuff can come out. We need to take a breath and think about slowing down before we decide to speak. Then we are not being impulsive or reckless with what we say. Of course, the balance is we don't have to stop and evaluate every single time we talk with someone. It's okay to have everyday conversations that just flow and are simple and fun to have. Second tool, be a good listener. James 1, verse 19, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Those who implement God's wisdom about communication learn to adjust the speed of their speaking. We're not talking about talking too fast, but rather being too fast to start talking. When we make listening an important part of communicating, then it slows us down so we can be in control of the words that want to race out of our mouths. Third tool to use to be quick to hear and slow to speak is be judicious. Proverbs 16, verse 23. The heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasiveness to his lips. What does it mean to make our speech judicious? This is also translated, instructs his mouth. The heart of the wise makes his speech judicious. This means a wise person teaches their mouth to be controlled instead of just doing whatever it wants. One way we do that is by not being quick to speak, but quick to listen. Judicious is being cautious and careful before spouting out whatever is on our mind. It helps when we remember God's view on various topics before we immediately start talking, such as when we want to talk bad about someone as quickly as we can. Instead, we remember God says not to gossip, so we don't. Many times, hasty tongues rush to speak whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want, to whomever I want, without any thought, if that's what I really should do. That's not making our speech judicious. Here's something to remember. We are not talking about being fearful to talk and always concerned that we are going to mess it up. We are simply addressing to not be so hasty to say whatever we want to whomever we want about whatever we want. Will it be beneficial to that person at that time about that topic? Maybe and maybe not. Life is not perfect, and neither are conversations. But when we have tools, we are better equipped to get better and better at talking God's way and thus know what we should or shouldn't do. Communication is hard. It's something all of us can continue to work on because the tongue is like a wild beast that's hard for everyone to tame. It takes commitment to be a good communicator. It takes time to retrain our brain on being slow to speak instead of hasty to talk. And then keep trying. Anything we want to learn takes muscle memory, which means we keep doing the same thing over and over and over again until our brain finally gets what it's supposed to do. Because we are human, we will continue to make mistakes, but not as many when we are willing to have God help us. We must be realistic and realize when we don't talk the way we should, then we just learn from it and try to communicate more effectively the next time. Let's quickly recap, Pat. Practical application tools. First tool, don't be impulsive. Take a breath and slow down before recklessly speaking. Second tool, be a good listener. Listening is one of the best skills good communicators have learned. Third tool, be judicious. Be cautious. Be careful. Be intentional about being wise with your words. Just a thought, personalize any of these podcasts. Listen to the podcasts again. Jot down some notes and scriptures that are especially helpful to you and that you want to implement. This will help you better grasp the teaching so you can actually use the tools to move forward instead of staying stuck. And then share what you learned with others that need the same encouragement. Together, we're learning the difficult topics and the encouraging ones. It's all about God's Word. Know it, live it, and share it. Isaiah 40, verse 8, "The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever."